Hello, and welcome to 3C Radio. I'm your singing host, Robert Griswold. Today's special guest is Russell D. We're going to start the show with one of my songs called Rudy's Mill. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Film strip projected on the wall. Shadows fall, childhood memories. Shells and sandalwood trees.
Now for our special guest, Russell D.
All right, we're Russell D. and welcome to the beautiful home of Aaron and Angela Michaels. Thank you everyone for coming. And we'd like to play a couple of songs. The first one we'd like to play is from our second album, and it's the title track. And the song is called One Thing.
One thing as the sun went down across the river town, things were going through my mind. They're hard to define. There's no compromise when I look into your eyes. There's just one thing I know. I don't want to live my life without you by my side. I don't want to live my life without you. Without your love. From the dark side of the moon, well, it was all too soon. I found myself missing you, missing me too. Well, it made me appreciate even when you come home late from those healthy girls. There's just one thing I know. I don't want to live my life without you by my side. I don't want to live my life without you, without your love. Watching worlds collide without you to help decide. It's like a bird that never sings, or an angel without wings. I'm reaching for the sky high in the deep blue of your eyes. Oh, there's just one thing I know. I don't want to live my life without you by my side. I don't want to live my life without you, without your love. I don't want to live, don't want to live without your love. I don't want to live my life without you, without your love. I just know one thing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was fun. I'd like to take a moment now to introduce the band. On drums, we have Aaron Michaels. Yeah. On bass, we have Craig Tungate. Oh, wait a minute. Only in spirit.
That's right.
And I'm Russell Forsyth. And always in spirit, yes. We'd like to play a couple of songs that we're in the process of recording right now in the studio. And one of those songs is called Moving Love. He lays his body down in his mother's arms and listens for the sound of her beating heart. Child makes a noise, an expression of love, and then fills with the joy from the mother above. Is there more to her life than this moment right now? Is there more to life than feeling the sound of the mother's heart, her beating heart?
opens his heart to feel divine. The outside world soon departs, the soul that shines. Is there more to a life than this moment right now? Is there more to a life than feeling the sound? The mother's heart, her beating heart, moving love, moving
heard a song about an archangel, but I'm about to play one. So this is actually two songs that we combined into one. And the first song is really called Mind's Eye, and this is about the things that happen in our mind's eye that are outside the physical. And we also included a tribute at the end of this to Archangel Raphael, whose name means He Who Heals, and is often symbolized by an emerald green light, the light of healing that comes into your mind's eye. So, we'll play that song. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
I don't know what happened, I only know I cried as my soul was dancing on the other side of my mind, my mind's eye, my mind's eye. As I watched the tears rolling down her cheek, I felt a thousand years had passed before me. Before my eyes, in my mind's eye, my mind's eye, in my mind's eye, an emerald green light in my head. As I told the tale from the angel guides, oh, we lifted the veil for a moment in our lives, changing our lives. My mind's eye, my mind's eye. Well, I started to feel like a soldier of time, raise his hand to heal. Emerald green light the light of our lives. In my mind's eye, my mind's eye, in my mind's eye, an emerald green light in my mind. Well, I don't know what happened. I only know Raphael, Archangel. Raphael, Archangel. Oh, Raphael, Archangel. Raphael, he who heals and helps you feel what is real, what is love. He who heals and helps you feel what is real, what is love. What is love? What is love? What is love? I only know Raphael, Archangel. Raphael, Archangel. Raphael, Archangel. Oh, Raphael, he who heals a heart of steel in a land surreal, that is love. He who heals a heart of steel in a land surreal, that is love. That is love. That is love. That is love. I only know Raphael, Archangel. Raphael, Archangel. Oh, Raphael, Archangel. Raphael, he who heals your spinning wheels and gives the seal of love. He who heals your spinning wheels and gives the seal of love. The seal of love. The seal of love. The seal of love. I only know Raphael, Archangel. Oh, Raphael, Archangel. Oh, Raphael, Archangel. Raphael, he who heals.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Wow, great crowd. This next song we'd like to do is kind of another love song. We do a lot of love songs, I guess. And it's called All My Love.
Can I show you my gratitude just to know you? We come together on this latitude with a chance to share all our love. So I'm sending out my open heart with wings to find you wherever you are. Quiet moments of my solitude brings me closer to your heart. In the moment of me minus you, the seconds fall like time erased and other things. So I'm sending out my open heart with wings to find you wherever you are. All my love, I'm sending you all my love to be with you. All my love to sleep with you. All my love to dream with you. Frozen pictures somehow exude a shining light between our eyes. Living our lives is an attitude of new discoveries that touch the soul. So I'm sending out my open heart with wings to find you wherever you are. All my love, I'm sending you all my love, to be with you. All my love, to sleep with you. All my love, to dream with you. Sleep well, my love.
What do you say? Let's do Life Finds a Way. The song, I was out on I-10 heading out west, and I hit a butterfly. And I thought, why do butterflies fly in front of vehicles like that and offer themselves up? And, you know, as someone that connects with other souls on the planet, I took a moment to apologize to that butterfly and say, I'm sorry I did that to you. And the I feel like I had a real response from the butterfly that was something like, you silly human. We just became partners in a life event. You helped me transform from one aspect of life to another. I'm still here. I'm just more free. And it just triggered these thoughts about, I think no matter what happens in our life, I think the energy that we are finds a way to keep things going. So, the song's called Life Finds a Way. From the cocoon, life finds a way. To satisfy love, then fly away. Guided by the wind and marked by time, time, time. Born to ascend this fragile life. Life finds a way. Go fly my butterfly on wings of joy.
butterfly, my butterfly. Tasting love, love, love. Tasting love. Life finds a way. Helps you feel this peaceful flight. Well, life finds a way. Go fly, my butterfly, on wings of joy. Go fly, my butterfly. Tasting love, love, love. Go fly, my butterfly. Go fly, my butterfly. Go fly, my butterfly. Go fly. Go fly. Fly away, live another day. Life finds a way.
Had a really good friend, and pretty much an Austin icon that passed away about a year ago, named Danny Roy Young. And one of the greatest human beings I've ever encountered. He had an addiction, though, and that addiction was hugging people. Not a bad one if you're going to have it. And he always gave everybody a really big hug, and he had kind of a mantra on his restaurant. And he had a sign on the front door before you walked in, said, "Just be nice." And so we dedicated and wrote and dedicated a tribute song to Danny, and we want to play it for you today. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just be nice, just be nice. Everything will be all right. You stood so tall, you gave everyone someone to look up to. Just be nice, just be nice, and everything will be alright. Served so well, gave everyone a helping of sunshine, sunshine. Just be nice, and everything will be alright. We're angels fly. You fly. I know you can fly. Where eagles fly. find you. Where angels fly, you fly, I know you can fly. Where eagles fly, I will find you. Love so well, get everyone a piece of your heart, of your heart. Just be nice, just be nice, and everything will be alright. Went around the world, hugging everyone, spreading sunshine, sunshine. Just be nice, everything will be alright. Where angels fly, can fly. Where eagles fly, I will find you. Where angels fly, you fly, no, you can't fly. Where eagles fly, I will find you. I will find you. I will find you. Just be nice. Just be nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot. This next song we wanted to do for you is a song called Pieces. And I guess about a year and a half ago, I had a very serious bicycle accident. And I was laid up for a while. I had a couple of broken bones and ribs and such. And people just came and helped me over and over again, helped me and Becky. Help me recover. And at one point I asked Becky, do we have a sign in our front yard that says need soup? Because we were getting about 2 soup deliveries a day from friends, and so it was really good. But this was my way of I guess completing a cycle of healing over the accident. Let's just try to express myself and put into music how I thought that it really affected me and vibrated with me. So this is called Pieces. Picking up the pieces with some soup from my friends. I'm sorry for the worry, this too will mend. Hey, hey, amen. Up the pieces of my world. I'll glue me back together with some love from my girl.
boys and girls. I want to show you now, I've changed somehow the way I look at life. Down on Riverside, down on Riverside. Picking up the pieces, I found some on the road. I'm holding it together as the story of my soul unfolds. I'm picking up the pieces, picking up the pieces, moving through my pain. I'll glue me back together, especially when it rains, and it rains. I want to show you now, I've changed somehow, well, the way I look at life. Down on Riverside, down on Riverside. Down on Riverside. I glue me back together, I'm picking up the pieces, I'm holding it together. Next time, next time, next time. I think I'll drive.
Thank you. That's a lot. Ooh, thank you. In the work that I do, I sometimes see children, and I had a mother bring her 10-year-old daughter to me one day, and she said, tell Russell why you're here. And she said, I'm here to work on my anger management. And this girl is what I believe to be a crystal child, had a very gifted, very, very gifted child. So I really wrote the song with her in mind, but I think it fits most of these gifted, beautiful children that we have around us. So we will try to play it for you. Two, three, four.
She has big blue eyes, they never tell lies. As blue as the sky, and the voice just like an angel. When measured by the sun, I feel so young. Held up to the light, our children shine. She is a girly girl, growing up in this world. Behind strawberry curls and the courage of an angel. When measured by the sun, I feel so young. When held up to the light, our children shine. She said, I get mad. When the boys are bad, then I can't act. I can't seem to be an angel. Measured by the sun, oh, I feel so young. When held up to the light, our children shine. Oh, the crystal child.
Actually, our newest song that we've worked on today, or worked on that we're going to play today, and it's called Does My Soul, in parentheses, Learn to Shine. Hi, Sherry.
Fill my mind with a golden light, does that erase time? If I fill my mind with a burning fire, does my soul learn to shine? Does my soul learn to shine? I surf the heart on a wave of love into your eyes. As you fill my mind with eternal charm, does my soul learn to shine? Does my soul learn to shine? Show me love to teach my heart just how to play. Show me faith that teaches love. Hear my voice when I say, when I say, when I say, when I say, I love you. A
whisper of love, the truth of my life. If I seduce the mind, the fates of raging fire, does my soul learn to shine? Does my soul learn to shine? Show me love to teach my heart just how to play. Show me faith that teaches love. Hear me when I say, when I say, when I say, when I say. One mind, one heart, one mind, one heart, one mind, one heart, one mind. I love you.
But anyhow, I'm going to need some water.
So this is the segment I call Everyday Mozart.
Okay.
And I like to have guest musicians on the show and just kind of find out what they do every day, and you know how that relates to their art,
mm-hmm.
and you know the struggles of time and energy, and uh-huh. around the duality of not being a professional musician all the time and making
right.
your money from that. So,
right.
Can I ask you what you do during the day?
Well, I'm a medium and a psychic, and
okay.
I've invented a crystal healing bed that I use a lot with musicians, but with all people from all walks of life. It's a unique, one-of-a-kind healing modality that I've constructed and built, and a lot of my time is spent with that. I was a general contractor for 30 years, and I had a healing crisis in my life, and I did a 180 in my life and started doing this line of work. And since April of 06, I've written 6 books. I've got 3 more that I've started. I do a weekly column. I've had a reality TV show filmed for me. I've been invented and worked with a crystal bed, and and recorded 2 CDs in this time frame.
So we're talking to Russell Forsythe. And Russell is the, can I call you the leader of Russell D?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And now, why is it Russell D and not Russell F?
Okay, well, when we first started playing together, it was me and Aaron, and now we have a stable of musicians that play with us, but it was just me and Aaron. Aaron Michaels on drums, and me on Russell Forsythe on vocals and mandocello. And I was trying to really come up with something that spoke to both of us. And when we did our first record together, Aaron's name was Darren Ivy. And so his first name being Darren, I thought about the Russell D, and D is also my middle initial. And as a child, if my mother was wanting to differentiate between me and my father, she would, and if she was a little angry, she'd call me Russell D, and she'd yell out, "Russell D, come here," you know. And so in a way it was an endearing term, and it came back to me when we started producing the music, this childhood term. And so I thought Russell D would be great with his name being Darren. And then after our first album, he changed his name to Aaron Michaels. But we kept the Russell D.
Okay. Now, I'm kind of torn. I don't know whether to ask you about the mandocello or the crystal bed. You know, and I always risk the this show turning into, you know, the everyday geek, because I like to talk about hardware and tech. So I'll let you choose which one you'd like to describe.
Well, the mandocello is interesting. It's a very unique instrument. It's an old world instrument, and it is sometimes referred to as instrument of the angels, like the harp is. It is 4 sets of double strings on a, mine is a custom made on a tenor guitar body, and the 4 sets of strings are tuned like a cello. And so it has an essence about it that's open tuning, and
it's got a unique sound. And in Austin, Texas, there's a lot of guitar players, and I wasn't really standing out, I felt like, as a guitar player. So I heard a mandocello one day, and I fell in love with it, and I've been playing it ever since. I hate to admit it, I don't even have a guitar anymore because I play the mandocello so much. Yeah, that's a big thing for a guitar player in Austin, but it's really an intriguing, I guess you could say it speaks to me in some way, because the tones are more bassy. And in the, me and Aaron were in a band called 600 Voices where we had a lead guitar player, we had the standard setup, and I really got to where I was not very in line with the high frequencies. And so the lower frequencies of the mandocello are what really draws me to it.
Now, what kind of reaction have you got? Some people, I assume, don't even notice? Or do most guitar players, like, ask you? Or
if I do not introduce it as and tell people about it in the audience, they just assume that it's a guitar. And people come up and sometimes grab it and ask if they can play it. And that doesn't work out for them very well. So it is interesting. And sometimes I go into depth about describing it. And I've had others that come up to me after a gig and say, I don't know what it is about that sound, but I just absolutely love it. So I know I'm not the only one drawn into it. And there is an amazing mandocello player here in town who I first saw, who really turned me on to the instrument. And so it's you get a variety of reaction from people, and most people do not even see it or hear a difference.
One of the most interesting things about your band is you're a two-piece, and Aaron, your drumming is great. I mean, you don't overpower the vocals or the guitar. You use brushes. Do you ever use rods as well, or do you stick mostly with brushes?
Well, when we do larger venues or the show demands a little bit more volume, I like to use the rods.
Okay.
I do use the rods, and occasionally I will pull out the sticks. It's not uncommon for me to actually use a pair of sticks.
And rods are a series of dowels about an eighth of an inch thick or a little bit more, and they're kind of strapped together, so they give you a little bit of a lighter touch for anybody who's not familiar with those. Have you always played quiet, or were you a heavy metal drummer at one time, just kind of mellowing out, or jazz?
I started off playing the rock and roll and the blues in this town. It's almost impossible not to break the ice musically as a drummer to play the heavier stuff. And over time, I felt a calling in my own musical being to be something more than that, because that's what people always ask for, is the heavy playing. And I wanted to explore a different side of drumming, and that was more musical and spoke to my heart a little bit. So when I met Russell and we were able to create something different, it was a natural progression. It was really a natural progression. So I feel very connected to that style of drumming now.
So Aaron, you grew up in Austin or San Antonio? Or?
Yeah, I was born in Austin.
Okay.
So I was been here most of my life. My dad was in the Air Force, so we moved around a little bit when I was very young. But I've been back since 1975. And been here ever since.
Okay, so. And you grew up with Chris Duarte, or how did you? What's your relationship to Chris?
Well, shortly after high school, I was hanging out with some very close friends of mine who are musicians, and Chris Duarte would come over in the afternoons and put on a new set of strings for his gig that night. Well, he was still working a day job at the time, which was an office supply delivery job, and I just admired them, and after a little while of hanging out with them, I felt comfortable in sharing my own desire to play music. And Chris turned to me one day and he says, "Well, get back there." And I said, "Well, I don't have any idea what I'm doing." He said, "Well, if you don't get back there, you won't ever have any idea what you're doing. The only way to do it is to get back there." And so really the inspiration came from a music legend in this town and a good friend of mine to say, "Let's get back there and get you started." And I just never looked back.
So. And Chris is... He's a local blues guitarist from Austin, and I'm sure most people have heard of him, but he's rated like in the top five along with Buddy Guy and Eric Clapton. Another question I ask, especially recently, is, you know, we're living in kind of extraordinary times, mm-hmm. economically, spiritually, mm-hmm. just physically.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's getting hotter by the minute, I think.
Yes.
Especially in Austin.
Yes.
What is your role in the present time?
My role is right now, especially now, my role is to create, and you know,
pray from a documenting. Do you like to take what you see, obviously from your songs? You get inspiration from the world around you. So
yes.
Your art is an interpretation of what's going on around you.
Yes, and I think that when someone witnesses another person doing something in their passion, and they feel that passion coming forward, and they see that they can do what they love, I think that provides inspiration for other people. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, tell me that there's things that I'm doing that are inspiring them, and it's just because I'm trying to step into my highest good and my highest creative self. And that comes out in many different ways. And I'll just tell you that one way that it's come out right now that we're in the middle of is we had a person with a studio gift us recording time in the studio. And we were in there spending hours and hours at no expense to ourselves. And the one reason is because he sees the passion in our music. And that's where his interest is getting passionate music on recordings.
We didn't ask you, what do you do during the day?
Well, I mean, what I do during the day is, you know, my life has been spent in service. And my day job is with the state agency, and yet it wasn't until a couple of years ago. Now, I've been doing this for 25 years now, during the day. Now, but I'm also an active musician. I play in working bands other than Russell D. And so, and I also am an angel therapist as well as Russell. And so I have a lot of interest. But my place is in serving Russell in his creating his music, in serving the people. With disabilities and the aged, the state agency I work for, and in working bands. And so my role in this shift that's occurring right now in the universe is to be in service.
Thank you, Russell D. That was amazing. We're really glad to have had you as a guest on our show and definitely would have an open invitation for you to return. So I'm going to close out the show now with one of my songs called Angle of Repose. This is a tough one, so hang on to your seats.
Trying so desperate all our lives, the angle of repose, giving up short, lie on the rug, a stern swat on the nose, thicker than mortar, stuck in the mud, surface and ocean frozen still, squinting to read, written in prose, the charts on a map, pitching and falling, darkening sky, ominous waves ahead, thicker than mortar, stuck in the mud, the surface and ocean frozen still. Ties, a compass frames the star, capsized and floating, goes overhead, no rescue in sight. Surface and ocean.